Hare Krishna. So before now we leave this place and go to Radhakund, Shyamkund. We will visit this temple of Uddhava. It's called Uddhav Baithak. That is Uddhav Kunda. Here actually the queens of gopis met Uddhava, from where he appeared. And here he also performed bhajan and tapasya. And there is a place of Radha Bandhihari Mandir. We will go to two places from here. And Radhakund, I'll tell you a story very briefly, because there we don't have place. A demon bull came on behalf of Kamsa to kill Krishna. I think, please pay attention for a few minutes, because Radhakund is supposed to be the topmost holy place in the whole Brajmandal Bhumi, most dear to Krishna and Radha. So when the bull demon came from Krishna, Krishna killed the bull demon. And he went to meet Radharani. And Radharani said, now I can't meet you, because you have killed the emblem of devotion, dharma. Dharma ka pratik, bail ko mana gaya hai. So you have killed the dharma itself. So you have been contaminated with the sin of killing a bull. Now we cannot talk to you till you get freed from this sin. He said, he was a demon and he had come to kill all of us. So I killed him. We don't want to listen to anything. You have killed a bull, you are full of sins now. Tell me what I can do. So they said, you have to go to all the holy places of the whole universe, all creation. Take bath and visit the holy places, then we will consider you as purified. So Krishna said, why I have to go everywhere? I will call all the holy places, all the rivers, all the mountains, everything what is holy, I will bring it over here. So all the personalities of rivers and mountains and holy places, they appeared with folded hands in demigod form. And they said, oh my lord, how can we serve you? He said, reside over here. He immediately took out his flute, made a hole there, and all the holy places entered there. All Badrinath, Kedarnath, South India, North India, everything that is holy, rivers and mountains and water reservoirs and every single thing that is holy, all appeared there. And they poured their waters there. They also entered in that place. And a big kund was formed, called Shyam Kund. And then Krishna took bath there with all the coward friends. And he came. Then he said, Radharani, I can't talk to you now. Why? Because you have sided with the demon. Aapne rakshas ka paksh liya hai. You sided with the demon and fought with me. So now you are contaminated with that sin. Now you have to go to all the holy places and take bath and come back. By the way, you can take bath in my kund also. It's already ready here. He said, no, we are not going to take bath in your kund, because you have left the sin of killing a bull in that pond. So if you take bath in that pond, we will get contaminated with that sin which you have laid down there. So we will make our own kund. So they broke their bangles and started digging the ground and made a hole in the ground, and they made a queue from here all the way to Mansi Ganga, where Gangaji has appeared. And they made a big queue and transferring pots from one another, sweating at the head. And all the holy places, holy rivers were standing with folded hands. Oh, Srimati Radharani, we want to serve you also. Why don't you give us some service? And why you are getting so tired? We will fill up your kund with waters immediately. But Krishna came and said, see, they are so humble devotees of yours. Please fulfill their desires. They want to serve you. Accept their service. So then she agreed very mercifully. And all the holy places separately entered into the hole made by gopis, and that was called Radhakund. And Radhakund was formed. All the gopis took bath there. Radharani took bath herself. And Krishna declared, that is, Radhakund will be as dear as Radha to me. And the water of Radhakund is liquid ambrosial nectar of devotion. Murtiman bhakti, prem, is the water. It's an ordinary water. It is the manifestation of love of Radharani for me in the form of divine waters. Anybody who will touch the waters ever in Radhakund, they will attain the same love for me as Radharani has for me. So Prabhupada said that these waters are not meant for swimming and jumping and playful pastimes. This water is only supposed to be respected. So everybody is supposed to go and bow down. And as I told you yesterday, how to do Achman? First you bow down and offer respects, thanking gratefully that you have allowed us to come close to you. We are not qualified to come to such a pure place. Although being unqualified, you have let us come close to you. Please accept our grateful obeisances. Offer dandavats. And then don't touch your feet to the water. Just bow down, bend down and sprinkle 3 drops of water on your head as if you are taking bath. And then take 3 handfuls of water and you sip it. That is considered to be bath, Achman bath. You don't consider water dirty, not dirty. Just have a full faith. Krishna has declared, whoever takes bath, touches the water with devotion, they will achieve the same love that Radharani has for me. So who doesn't want to have the love which Radharani has? We have come here for that only. And he declared that in the whole creation, Radhakund and Shyamkund are the most sacred places and most dear to my heart. As much as I love Radharani, I love Radhakund and Shyamkund. So these are the places where Krishna also performs most intense pastimes. Every day afternoon at 11:48 a.m., Radharani comes with her friends and takes bath in one of the ghats in Shyamkund. There's one Pashakhila ghat there, where Radharani plays chess with Krishna. And she defeats Krishna over there. And there are unlimited pastimes over there. Vajranab, the great grandson of Krishna, he reconstructed this place, which was lost in the course of time when Krishna disappeared. He made the place again. It was originally called Kankan Kund, that is, which was made by the bangles of Radharani. And then Shyam Kund was Krishna Kund also. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the Goswami's associates of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, he built it further. To what you see today is the achievement of Raghunath Das Goswami. Somebody went to Badrinath to offer big donation, and Krishna came in his dream to the rich man, told him, you go to Vrindavan, there is one Baba there, I want you to renovate Radhakund and Shyamkund. So that rich man, all the way from Badrinath, came down to Vrindavan searching for the Baba. And Raghunath Das Goswami also got an inspiration that I must renovate, because people are washing their clothes and taking all, washing their cows and everything, making the holy pond dirty. So I must renovate this, I must make a nice well aside, other place to wash clothes and everything, and keep the sanctity of this place preserved very beautifully. Then he thought, why I am thinking all these things, it's all management and money and everything. And soon this man arrived and told he had got a dream from Krishna that I should come and give my money to you to renovate Radhakund and Shyamkund. Then taking it as Krishna's instruction and desire, Raghunath Das Goswami spent a lot of time in planning and reconstructing the whole place. Even today also, the legal documents are registered in the name of Raghunath Das Goswami around 525 years back. He bought the whole property of Radhakund and Shyamkund. It was in the form of only puddles that time. It was all lost. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first came and took bath in those puddles and declared, this is the lost Radhakund and Shyamkund. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das Goswami to reconstruct the place. And then he renovated the whole place. So we are going to most sacred place of the whole entire universe. So when we go there, we will not talk anything. Nothing we will talk. Simply chant the holy name and that we will go around. I will make you stand in one place and again remind you, this is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat and chanted and revealed Radhakund Shyamkund to the world. And I will tell you a few things over there. You have to simply chant the holy name nicely and go to the waters of Radhakund and Shyamkund, offer dandavat, take achman, pray, offer your heartful prayers, complete the parikrama and come back to the buses. When we go from here in buses, we'll be dropped in one place. From there only 200 meters is Radhakund Shyamkund. Small walking is there because you can't go right up to the kund. So we'll drop you at the place and we'll start singing softly with great devotion and love for the Lord, and not distract ourselves. Simply walk to the banks of Radhakund and Shyamkund, offer our prayers constantly and come back in the buses, and then we'll go to the next place. Shri Radhakund Shyamkund ki jai. Hare Krishna.